You know, this lawsuit that's filed by RMR against Garfield County really concerns all of us here.
That's Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis.
If RMR is successful, the county could lose all say in how it can protect our county and our towns, whether it be Glenwood, Rifle, Silt. That's why they've all signed on, because this is really a local control issue. This isn't so much of an extraction issue.
Godis is talking about lawsuits recently filed by Rocky Mountain Resources against Garfield County. Garfield County commissioners declared in April that the quarry was out of compliance with the county's permit and gave RMR until June 1st to fix it. Instead, RMR filed lawsuits in state and federal courts, claiming that the county does not have legal authority to enforce a notice of noncompliance.
One of the main problems with this lawsuit is it's being pursued by one of the most powerful lobbyist firms in the state of Colorado. Rocky Mountain Resources is run by Chad Brownstein. His father is Norm Brownstein, who's one of the founders of Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck. They used to have a partner by the name of David Bernhardt, who is now the Secretary of the Interior. So it's a very direct line on the influence that we have seen this process go through.
Godis says attorneys for RMR's expansion have acted like it's a done deal.
The actual words they've said is, this is going to happen. You guys need to start making accommodations for how your community is going to be impacted and what things we can maybe do to help. But it's going to happen because you know who we are and the connections we have. That was said to our staff.
The cities of Rifle, Silt, Basalt, and Carbondale are in support of Glenwood's stance, as is Pitkin County. Godis says it's a regional issue.
You know, our economies are so interrelated. The day this mine goes in, it'll be another Black Monday or Black Tuesday, whatever day it starts. You know, when that happened in the early 80s with the shale industry in western Garfield County, it just decimated the whole region. And this would do a very similar impact, except instead of shale, it'll be tourism. Instead of western Garfield County, it'll be eastern Garfield County.
Public comment at the Newcastle meeting included concerns about how 24-hour mining at the quarry would obliterate dark skies from Carbondale to Newcastle. A question about a possible conflict of interest for Newcastle City Attorney David McConaughey, who represents RMR in the lawsuits against Garfield County, warmed the discussion with Mayor Pro Tem Grady Hazelton.
The attorney that is representing the town of Newcastle and is supposed to be vigorously representing the town's authority, the residents' rights, is opposing those rights, is opposing the rights of a local government. And it seems that the attorney is trying to play both sides of the fence, and that he needs to figure out what side of the fence he's on. And if he can't do that, then the town of Newcastle needs to find an attorney that's on its side of the fence only.
Well, I appreciate your comments. I'm not going to go into that a lot other than to say David McConaughey has done a really good job for the town of Newcastle for over 20 years now. And we don't dictate what jobs he takes, but we do feel that there's not a direct conflict of interest with what's going on.
How is someone representing that is specifically trying to take away the authority of a local government not a direct conflict to a local government's authority? Because that's what he's doing. And it doesn't matter how objective he's been or he thinks he's been. I mean, that's a conflict of interest. Everyone's biased. How is he representing and saying, so what if the next thing is a gravel quarry right outside of Newcastle?
I understand your point. But I'm not going to debate that.
McConaughey, who has been Newcastle's city attorney for over 20 years, told KDNK by phone that there is definitely a conflict of interest here, but he said he disclosed this to the Newcastle Town Council and has recused himself and his firm, Garfield and Hecht, from any issues having to do with the town of Newcastle, RMR, and the quarry. He plans to remain Newcastle City Attorney because he said he doesn't have a conflict with everything involving the town. Newcastle City Council member Bruce Leland didn't seem to think it was a big deal.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's too bad. But lawyers do this all the time. Lawyers take jobs that they're hired to perform.
The Newcastle Town Council did not make a decision at the Tuesday meeting, but Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis says he feels positive about the outcome.
I would expect they will support us like Silt has, like Rifle has, Picken County, Carbondale, and we're going to hopefully get a letter of resolution from Aspen and Eagle County as well.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.